From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson heads to Pakistan Tuesday after making unannounced stops Monday in Iraq and Afghanistan. In Baghdad, he called for a peaceful resolution of the independence dispute between the Kurds and central government.
We have friends both in Baghdad and we have friends in Erbil, and we encourage both parties to enter into discussion and dialogue. I think if both parties commit themselves to a unified Iraq through the Iraqi constitution, I think all differences can be addressed.
Iraqi forces, backed by Shia paramilitaries known as Popular Mobilization Units, retook the oil city of Kirkuk from Kurdish forces early this month. The top U.S. diplomat also discussed strategy with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani ahead of his trip to Pakistan, where he said he'll urge Islamabad to take action to curtail support of terrorist groups like the Taliban.
So our relationship with Pakistan will also be conditions-based. It'll be based upon whether they take action that we feel is necessary to move the process forward of both creating the opportunity for reconciliation and peace in Afghanistan, but also ensuring a stable future Pakistan.
Tillerson said the U.S. will stay in Afghanistan until a process of reconciliation and peace can be secured. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says Thursday's presidential election must go on with or without opposition candidate Raila Odinga, who's boycotting, insisting the Election Commission is unable to conduct a free and fair vote. U.S. Ambassador Robert Godek expressed alarm Monday over what he called the deteriorating political environment in Kenya.
Inflammatory rhetoric, attacks on institutions, and growing insecurity all make holding a credible and fair poll more difficult.
The Electoral Commission Chief Wafula Chebukati has warned that he cannot guarantee the polls will be credible. This is VOA News. Separatists in the Spanish region Catalonia are bracing for direct rule from Madrid after the region held an independence referendum. The Spanish government is preparing to dismiss the regional government and call new election. Catalan separatists are threatening mass civil disobedience. Media reports indicate local officials, including police, will defy attempts by Madrid to enforce direct rule. A vote in the National Senate to implement that rule is scheduled Friday. At the closing of the Chinese Communist Party Congress in Beijing Tuesday, the Constitution was amended to add President Xi Jinping's name and ideology, putting him on an equal footing with China's other notable leaders, Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping. Willie Lam is an adjunct professor in Chinese studies at Chinese University in Hong Kong.
The most important impact is that this provides the justification for Xi Jinping to become kind of Mao Zedong of the 21st century. This effectively means that he will stay in power for much longer than the usual 10 years.
President Xi has set target dates of 2021, the 100th anniversary of the founding of China's Communist Party, and the People's Republic centenary in 2049 for the establishment of a prosperous modern China. Singapore's visiting Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong called for dialogue to end tensions with North Korea. Speaking at the White House, he also expressed hope for good ties between the U.S. and China.
I express my hope that the U.S. will be able to maintain a stable and constructive relationship with China, engaging each other at the highest levels, building trust, establishing institutional mechanisms. Good U.S.-China relations will benefit the region and the world.
Mr. Trump, heading to Asia next month, is reportedly going to urge his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, to make good on his commitment to pressure North Korea to rein in its banned nuclear and missile programs. Mr. Trump Monday awarded the nation's highest military honor, the Congressional Medal of Honor, to retired Army Captain Gary Rose, a former medic who repeatedly risked his life to save many of his comrades during a four-day operation during the Vietnam War.
In every action during those 4 days, Mike valiantly fought for the life of his comrades, even if it meant the end of his own life. Mike, your love for your fellow soldier, your devotion to your country inspires us all.
In 1970, Rose was the only medic among 136 men sent to keep the North Vietnamese from funneling weapons along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Vice President Mike Pence has honored the memory of more than 240 U.S. military personnel killed 34 years ago Monday in a truck bombing in Beirut, calling the 1983 attack the opening salvo in the war against terror. It's an attack the U.S. has blamed on Hezbollah, a militant group in Lebanon backed by Iran. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.